I'm going to start my story tonight with a little antidote about when I was 7 years old. It was shortly after my parents divorced. And I lived with my little sister, and I lived with my dad and my grandma. And my grandma had just gotten her first color TV. And the Batman series, TV series, had just come on. And I was infatuated with Batman. I was Batman. And one day, I faked being sick so I could stay home from school. And my grandma had to go run some errands. My little sister went to kindergarten. My dad went to work. And so when they were all gone, I ruffled in my sister's drawer and I pulled out a pair of her ballet tights. And I squeezed those on. And then I put a pair of my whitey tighties over those. And then I had a Batman pajama top and then a towel for a cape. And I spent the day fighting ruthless villains, jumping from rooftop to rooftop, which was the couch and the chair, and knocking them out with one punch, while words hung in the air that said kapow and kabam. And I was so caught up in this that I lost track of time, and then all of a sudden the door opened, and there stood my grandma and my sister and my dad while I was in mid-flight, with their mouths open, just wondering. So I spent a lot of time with my imagination growing up, and partly to deal with the pain that was a result of the divorce. Later on, I heard stories that it was a nasty affair. False accusations, name-calling. But fortunately for me, All through that time, I never questioned the love and pride that my parents had in me. Now, it was an unusual divorce because through all the mess, my dad actually got custody of my sister and I, and shamefully, we were only allowed to visit my mom 1 weekend a month and 1 month during the summertime. But as I say, I was fortunate because I never questioned their love for me. But as a child, there was an equation that never added up for me. I was never able to resolve, which was this: if my mom loved me and if my dad loved me, how come my mom and dad didn't love each other? And that was an equation that just never added up, and as a child, it just caused so much heartache that it was physical pain that I felt. But we adapt as kids, and like many children of divorced parents, instead of leading one life, I now had two lives. I had two households that I lived in, two families, two Christmases, two birthdays, and to a large extent, two self-identities. And let me explain. When we were growing up, every Friday night, my dad would take us to the Burbank Airport, and my sister and I would board a PSA jet airplane and fly to the San Jose Airport, where my mom lived and my stepdad. And we flew by ourselves once a month every Friday night, and my mom and stepdad greeted us gleefully at San Jose Airport, and then the weekend would pass by way too short. And on Sunday night, she'd take us back to San Jose Airport, where we would fly back home to our lives in Southern California. Now, we lived with my dad in Southern California. Hereafter, I'll call it SoCal. And my mom lived in the Bay Area. Hereafter, I'll call it NoCal. And there were two completely separate, different lives. My life in Southern California was strictly middle class. We lived off my dad's salary from teaching, his pension from LAPD, my stepmom's office work. I had a network of friends from school. We had family barbecues, lots of family gatherings. We followed sports adamantly. I was an LA Dodger fan and a Rams fan and a Lakers fan. Very, very middle class, very white bread, all American. But as soon as my feet stepped on the ground in Northern California, my life was a lot more refined and cultured. Because I didn't go to school there, I didn't have a network of friends up there. But my mom was so passionate about the arts that she took us to museums, and she took us to theater, and she took us to galleries. And I remember one time she took us to a Van Gogh exhibit when I was about 8 or 9. And looking at those paintings and the splash of color and the brushstrokes just moved me to the bones. And my stepdad was a successful brokerage manager, so we lived in a big house. And it was a decidedly different life. And growing up, I felt like those two self-identities that I had, the SoCal self of myself, that middle class, and that NoCal self, that more refined in cultures, kind of ingrained themselves inside of me to this day. So I identify with both sides. Now, these reflections that I had about all this were prompted last month by something that happened. My older sister, who at the time of the divorce was old enough to choose to live with my mom, and so she lived in the Bay Area the whole time, she decided to throw a surprise party for my dad's birthday. And so my dad and his fourth wife flew up there and had a great time with all his kids and grandkids and great-grandkids. And they were leaving on Sunday night to go back home, and my wife and I were driving back to Cayucas on Sunday, and so it was decided that we would drive them back to the airport, San Jose Airport. And as we were driving them back and going down the freeway, it all of a sudden dawned on me that this was the first time in all those years, in 40-plus years, that I'd ever been in the Bay Area with my dad. It was the first time that my NoCal self was with my dad. And I had this childlike urge to give him a tour. I wanted to take him to our house and say, "Dad, this is where we lived. And I was happy here. I was happy with you too, but this was another part of my life that you had no idea about. And I was happy here. Dad, this is where we rode our bikes. This is where we went to go play tennis." But instead, we just chit-chatted on the way to the airport. And we dropped him off and said our goodbyes. And they flew back home to their SoCal life. And my wife and I continued on to Cayucas, where, ironically, it's halfway between NoCal and SoCal, where I make my home today. So that's my story.